Nazem. Want to talk about this offseason. You trained for 9 weeks with former Leaf Gary Roberts. You're a beast now. You got to tell us all about that.
It was interesting to say the least, but we worked hard and improved on a lot of things, and that's definitely his area of expertise. So he showed me the way.
So typically, on any given day during this, one day of this the 9 week training session that you've been on with former Leaf Gary Roberts, what's a typical training session like? What's a day like for you?
Obviously some days are harder than others. Depending on, how hard the week was or not, because, his programming is you do all different phases, but, they're pretty intense workouts and, it's a lot of explosive lifts and treadmills and sled pushes and all that fun stuff. But, it was great working with them I did yak a couple times to start, but once
really?
Once I got the hang of things, I picked her up.
That's amazing. So what is it like? 6 a.m. wake up calls every day, that sort of thing. Maybe working out 6 days a week. Was that what it was like?
Pretty much. Depending on what group you're in, they're scheduled different parts of the day, but. I was normally up every single day at 6 or 6:30. So, I'd work out at 7 and, get home nice and early and then get all my meals in, because that was, probably the most important part of the training was the nutrition.
So you talk about, being in a group. I want to talk about the nutrition in a moment, but you talk about being in groups. Like, who was in your group? Who did you typically train with?
Every single day was kind of different. There weren't really set groups, but, there was a company of, Stamkos and Weiss, Wolski, who else was there? Neil, James Neal, Jeff Skinner, Cody Hodgson. Obviously there's a ton of NCAA guys and American League guys as well, but, those are just some of the familiar names.
So it's great that you weren't in the same group all the time, that you got to see a bunch of different guys and talk to different guys. I mean, did you talk to them much, not only about the workouts and how things are going, but, kind of about hockey and about their experiences as well?
Yeah, of course, a little bit. Those guys are always around the gym, no matter what. So, going to the gym every single day, you're going to have some conversations and, sometimes we'd like to stay away from the topic of hockey, but other times they're talked about. But it was fun working with all the guys and just a great staff down there as well.
So I read that your weight right now is 183 pounds, and talk about that strict nutritional diet that you're on.
It was basically just all organic, all. healthy, non-sugary things, basically. I needed to lower down my carbs so that, my body fat wasn't as high. And to do that, you had to eat a lot of slimming foods and just many meals throughout the day. But, I don't think I'm as heavy as maybe previous years, but, that might have been a little bit of the problem, I think. I've leaned out really nicely, and I feel really fast.
Yeah, you could tap into that speed. Now, you suffered a separated shoulder in the AHL playoffs. Tell us how that contributed to the decision of working out, this off season with Gary Roberts, and the eventual training on strengthening your core.
There were a lot of things we focused on, and. And obviously that shoulder injury, kind of hindered, a little of my training at the start.
Yeah.
Once it was, fully healed and good to go, I started doing a lot of explosive lifts and getting my upper body strength back to where it was. But, in the meantime, we did a lot of lower body explosive things and just to build my... you know, leg and core strength. So, you know, I feel like I've improved a ton.
Nazem Kadri with us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Jeff Sambit. Nazem, I would imagine the benefit of training with Gary Roberts as well is, well, getting to bend his ear and get some advice from him. Did you get the opportunity to do that?
Of course. Gary's, you know, he's a hands-on guy, so he likes to, you know, see for himself. And you know, he's in the gym almost every single day as well and helping me and the others. But, you know, that guy's definitely been around the block and back a couple times. So, you know, he knows everything there is to know, and you know, especially with all the, you know, injuries and adversity he's faced, you know, there's a lot of advice you can give a young kid like me. So, you know, I was just, you know, just went to the gym every single day, worked hard, and just paid attention.
So how did the training with Gary Roberts come about? I mean, did you talk to somebody? Did somebody suggest it to you? Was there, you know, a pivotal moment somewhere where you said, boy, I've got to take my career up a notch, and this is the way to do it?
Yeah, well, obviously I heard about, you know, everything he was doing and, you know, and how much, you know, the guys he had improved after working with him. So I was well aware of it, but, you know, he actually kind of approached me and talked to me about it. And then, you know, I obviously went on and talked to a couple of people and made my decision, and mm-hmm. I think it's kind of panned out for the best.
Looking where you are right now in your career, Nazem, turning 22 in October, are you happy with where you've gotten to?
Yeah, I mean, I think I am. You know, not once ever in my my progression have I degressed at all. You know, I still think I can be that, you know, dominant impact player in the NHL. I've always thought that, and I always will think that. You know, I just realized I had to get a little stronger, and you know, now that I am, now that I have a couple years pro under my belt, I feel confident, and you know, I know the NHL is the place where I belong.
You've been up and down a few times with the Leafs, and we've talked a lot on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, about what might be best for you. Do you look back at any call-ups or demotions and say, yeah, that shouldn't have happened?
You know, obviously, there's a little doubt every single time it happens. I don't enjoy, you know, being sent up and down because, you know, my main goal and the thing that I've dreamed of since I was a kid is to play and earn a spot in the National Hockey League. So, you know, I just tried to listen as best I could to what they had to say, and you know, and go tell me or and go do what they had told me and to the best of my ability. So, you know, I think I've taken massive strides, and you know, the people closest to me who've been around me every single day, like the Marlies coach Dallas, he's been around me a lot, and he knows me as a person and as a hockey player very well. And, you know, I think you can agree with everything I'm saying.
Yeah. What do you think is the best course of action for you this coming season, Nazem? If you could write the script for the next year of your professional life, what would it say?
To be, you know, one of the more impactful players on the team next year. I mean, mm-hmm. I want to be one of those go-to guys, and you know, I want to be one of those guys who are on the ice the last minute of the game, you know, so winning or losing. So, you know, I think I've made strides to come closer to that goal. You know, I do think it's in definitely within arm's reach.
Have you had much time to adapt to get to know head coach Randy Carlyle?
Yeah, a little bit. And, you know, he did first come in last year, and, you know, it was kind of, he was kind of just trying to feel out the environment, I'm sure, and all the players he was surrounded with. But, you know, I was up for a little bit with Nuhans, and he showed a lot of confidence in me. And, you know, I respect him as a coach and what he's done. And, you know, I believe he'll, you know, he can take my career, you know, to the next level.
How much attention are you paying to the NHL CBA negotiations, Nazem? You watching it closely or just thinking, you know what, call me when the deal is done?
No. I'm watching it very closely, actually. And I think all the players, I can say the same for all the players. I don't think there's, been past years or from what I've heard that, the players have been so involved. So, it's kind of nice to know what's going on and how close or how far we are away of coming to an agreement.
Now that you've been with the Leafs organization for 3 years, Nazem, and you have an understanding of what it's like for someone from the area being a player with this organization, do you still welcome, if you want to call it, the pressure of playing in this hometown city?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is something I thrive off of. This is something that I enjoy. I've always handled pressure well and kind of rise to the occasion. So, I just try and forget about everything that's going on and worry about myself and the team and let the rest speak for itself.
Well, what do you say to a free agent who is from Toronto or the surrounding area that doesn't want to sign here because of the pressure that comes with it? What do you say to a player like that?
Well, obviously, it's their decision what they do and what they don't do. But,
yeah.
I got nothing but good things to say. I mean, it's a top-class organization. They wine and dine you. They treat you well. They treat you like a professional. So, if you don't mind a bit of scrutiny and a bit of pressure the odd time, then this is place to play.
Yeah, and the way you have to look at it is, when you get to the other side and you win a Stanley Cup here in Toronto, what a party it's going to be. What a parade it's going to be.